Acceptance. I feel so often that acceptance is used in a way that diminishes or harms a lot of times. There is the base, raw acceptance of seeing and allowing, or, you know, that can be a trigger word, so to speak. Not necessarily allowing, like allowing evil or bad to happen, but as things are arising in front of your face, so to speak, you internally aren't resisting the creation of them, you know, like it's happening. And on this planet, we have a saying, it is what it is. But so often when I hear that, it's usually followed by disempowerment or depression or this sense of it is what it is and I am a victim to it or I am trapped in this. But I want to turn that same acceptance and turn it to one's own greatness, or one's ability to overcome, or one's ability to do any number of things that are positive or could uplift one's being or self. We always say it is what it is whenever something happens, and then sometimes people use that as an excuse to give up. But if you can accept external things happening, or, you know, whatever the case may be, would it not be wise to also look at oneself and begin to accept, even if it's just imagination for the time being, but to accept one's greatness, accept one's ability to overcome all circumstances? Like, think about that. And it's interesting that when certain thoughts like that rest upon the mind, it rests upon the mind and the heart as fantasy. It's always that, yeah, right, energy, right? Or you have to try to overly convince yourself. This isn't for everyone, you know, it's for who is for. But, you know, it is what it is. But what if you use that to explain your greatness? Or to explain why you are so abundant? Or to explain positive things. So often when I've heard it or experienced it from others, it's in this kind of like shrug of the shoulders, throw your hands up, exasperation. You know, it is what it is. Just forget about it. But what if you had the ability to overcome every possible situation that you were perceiving, and all you had to do was accept it the same way you accepted what seemed to be the negative outcome or whatever the case may be in the perception? What if you accepted that and practice accepting it? You know, you took, because you already are doing the activity. If you are someone who's accepting and you are accepting, for instance, a life you don't want, you already are engaging in the activity of accepting something. So to be able to take that focus, that direction, and to turn it on something positive or different, something that uplifts you, even if you aren't perceiving it, right? Because a lot of the times, especially when we are in these states of negativity, of depression, sadness, anger, you are only seeing whatever you believe is the cause of that feeling. You know, everything seems hopeless. So obviously you don't want to hear this, you know? You don't want to hear, oh, just look at it differently. It's like, no, this is devastating. And you're accepting that, right? So in that moment, one could accept something else. You could just stand to reason, just logically. Not even trying to go into anything super deep. Just if you have the ability to accept, why not turn it on to something else? You know? And I'm not talking about delusion, like not accepting. I'm not talking about delusion when I say like acceptance in terms of you are, you know, it's a slippery slope, because I'm not saying to just pretend. I'm saying there's that acceptance of, okay, this is what seems to be happening. And I accept it, but I'm not accepting it in the sense of, oh, this is just my life now and I'm giving up. I accept that this seems to be happening, but I also accept that I am an overcomer. I'm also accepting that that which I am, whatever that is, that this is nothing. Not even about to get bent out of shape. Not even about to react like I did yesterday. I'm accepting something different, something new, something greater. Since we just love accepting stuff, right? Why not accept something that uplifts, that allows the self to fly? We always allow things to pull us down quite easily. We're ready to give up our position of power and authority a lot of the times. But what if we truly accepted that position of power and authority in our own lives? The thoughts that you thought, the feelings that you felt and you allowed to dominate. What if you accepted that role of being a lord and master over those things, over the activity that you did during the day, when you woke up in the morning? Of course, I know that there are certain obligations, certain matrices of being that seem to have, you know, hard or set rules, you know? Not everyone can seemingly just get up and do whatever they want to do. I understand that. But if you're unable to do it physically, to find some sort of expression, whether it's in thought, in feeling, in imagination, in writing, like whatever the expression is, where you can truly do what you want to do, writing, speaking to yourself, whatever it is, and begin to accept what comes out your mouth, or accept what you do with your hands and feet during the day. Instead of just saying, oh, I'm doing this because I have to, or because, you know, putting the reason you're doing it outside of you. You actually accept, I'm doing this because I am doing this. Taking responsibility. And just that quickly, you have turned your acceptance over consciously to yourself. And you are now consciously accepting things that uplift you, things that feel good in your system, instead of the it is what it is acceptance that leads to the giving up, the loss of power, choosing not to be sovereign in your being. Acceptance. The acceptance of what seems to be, but also the acceptance of the greatness of the self. So often we get lost in the external world. We forget about the greatness of the internal. We forget about the omniscience, the almightiness of the internal, of that which the external even has its movement and being from. Again, it's no judgment or feeling bad about it. It's literally, seemingly part of the experience. It's super easy to get lost in an external world when you're walking around an external world. It's easy to just accept everything that's happening to you when you've never questioned it or thought about it or even had the desire to be an overcomer or to be great in the sense of whatever that means for you. But begin to ponder, begin to wonder, what else can I accept? What else can I find? So often we find or accept one thing and then we get stuck on that loop. Expand one's personal universe. Accept greater and greater things about oneself. That seems like a greater use of that kind of acceptance to me.